thank you for coming to the podcast, People from Ibiza. I am Marjolein van der Meulen from the Netherlands, and I have a company, it's called Heart Connection. And when I met you, I really felt this heart connection directly. And we met each other at the fireplace, the women's fireplace, in the sauna, in the hot tub. And before we did inner child work, and sometimes you feel that there is something chemistry between people, and I really had something, wow, I feel this heart connection. And then I did some searching and I went to your website, and then I saw your amazing work. So tell me a little bit about your background, Sarah. And you are a traveler, like all the human beings on Earth. We are all travelers. We are visiting Mother Earth here for a short time, and we receive our body to do that. And I really feel this connection with you, and let's get inspired people by this podcast. And tell me something about your background and how did you get? So how did you come on Ibiza?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me here. It's such an honor and pleasure to connect with you in this beautiful place. Wow. Ibiza is a place I actually thought I would never come in my entire life. But now, like in retrospect, as I look back over the past 8 months, I actually had a lot of signs to come here. But I just didn't see it at the time. I realized that today when I was driving here, because I think, to me, it had a reputation as being a really hardcore, like, techno and party scene, and I feel that I'm on a little different, like, path in life than that. But then a friend that I met in Ubud, in Bali, lives here, and she was telling me just what an amazing community is here and how there's so many, healers and spiritual people from all around the world. I didn't even know about the fact Ibiza was a vortex. I found that out later. I was in Europe kind of craving to go a little deeper with community, just take a little break between work and dive in deeper to do some personal work. So I looked on the internet and found a ticket, and here I am.
Wow. Just go for the adventure. What are you doing here, actually? What is your plan here on Ibiza? And what is your plan in combining with your work? And can you say something, how you create your work, what you're doing here?
Sure. Well, so my work right now is primarily that I do documentary storytelling. So that involves video, photography, and writing. It's always different depending on, like, who the client is or what project I'm working on. So before I came to Europe, I was working in Peru in the Amazon with tribes that have had a lot of their land taken away for carbon offsets.
Wow.
And it's something that I've always been curious to learn more about carbon offsets and the carbon economy, but it's really been diving into a whole other world and learning a whole new language. And I just really went there. I feel that I'm kind of attracted to the stories that are the under-told stories. Sometimes they're not necessarily the ones that the mainstream media wants to tell, but they're the stories that are really critical for the people and the places. And the way that I know I'm supposed to do a project is I look for the serendipity and the sign, and I hear it, and sometimes I get, like, a feeling in my body or an intuitive knowing, and I'm like, really? That's supposed to be my next project.
So you're listening to your body. That is the sign you receive.
Yeah, it can be like I just hear something, and then if I get, it's not that I start crying, but if I get tears in my eyes, I just get this all over feeling, and I'm like, oh, really, universe? Okay, that's the next step. And that happened to me with a friend that had just come back from working in Peru when she told me a story, and so I thought, okay, let's just start taking the steps and see if it aligns. And the way that I know I'm on the right path is when impossible things line up for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah, so that's what I was doing before I got here. And now I'm here taking a little downtime before I go work on
me
another
time
project.
For you, huh?
Yeah. I try to balance it because it can be really intense sometimes to be in those situations, especially when you're just being a channel for information. And
you are. It looks like if you're making documentaries, and but also you are kind of true journalist. You want to find out the real story behind the people, behind a culture. Is that correct? Did I understood that correct?
Yeah, I mean there's so much trust involved, and I think you go in having an idea of what a story may be, and then you just have to go in and meet all of the players and try to put together, you know, the pieces of the puzzle. And so what I'm really doing is just holding space for people to tell me their stories. And then, you know, I find oftentimes just that can be of service to people when they're feeling that they're not heard. But then sometimes, or hopefully, you know, it also ends up becoming like an art project or a documentary or something that goes into the world and has an even bigger impact.
Wow. So you really feel the signs in your body, I have to go there or I have to go there. And on that place, you find out what to do with your documentary. You do it alone or you have a team around you?
It just depends. So usually when I'm doing jobs that have bigger budgets, I'll have a team with me. But when I'm doing these more, you know, they're like personal passion projects and they're much more intuitive, where it's kind of this universal treasure hunt in a way, it's usually just me or me and like one other person that goes with me.
Okay, if I'm wondering and questioning, you are living your dream. If I listen to you, is that correct or is it just normal for you? You're creating so many space for yourself, manifest this documentary all around the world. You just told me that you're going to Northern Light next week. We had Northern Light last week in the Netherlands, and I was there. It was really amazing. Just the earth is just like a miracle that it can be happen just green light in the night. And I was, wow. We had it in the north of the Netherlands at the seaside, and I was really, wow. Mother Earth is so spectacular. And you were filming this. What is your goal to film this documentary? To go to Peru, to go to Africa, to go to Ibiza, and just to discover yourself, but also to show the world something. What is your inner spirit to do that? What is your...
Well, I would just say it's a constant refinement, and then it's like a course correction and surrendering and trusting. Because often the choices I'm making defy logic, and it's hard because, you know, I also have one foot in the very like structured traditional world as a businesswoman that needs to, you know, that has clients and needs to bring in funding, and but I just have to trust that in my life that's how things unfold for me. And to get to this point, I've had a lot of amazing, you know, like I had a coach before anyone knew what having a coach was. You know, so it's been years of just people and different mentors around me saying, trust yourself. Like, I know, you know, I know you can do this. I know this is true for you. And just amazing, you know, friends that support me in that process.
You really have to believe in yourself. But it's growing in this believing in yourself, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah.
It's not just there. It's just going, falling down 10 times and just stand up one time and grow.
And then for me, I think it's like, sure, there's things that I can be really excited to go do, but always checking in, like, what's my motivation? Is this coming from ego? Is it ego that's driving me? Because I really feel like one of my highest values from the way that I was raised is being of service. And that's really why I do this. Like, I'm fascinated by people's stories and I'm fascinated by life experiences. But really, I'm doing it to, you know, be of service to the world. So I think that's like what drives me, and I need to constantly check in with, you know.
I'm curious now, why do you want to know the stories behind this? Because I am also very interested in the psyche of the human being, how they behave, why they do that, where is the talent coming from, and just find out if there is a blockade. It's a story. Illness is a story.
Mm.
And so we're doing the same, only I work in groups and you working behind the camera, so you have very huge spectrum of media to share this with the people. Where is it coming from? Your curiosity of human being, and what is behind the human being? Where is it coming from? What is the question you always ask to know something?
Okay, so the question that I'm asking now is, what if the new bottom line was love? And what I mean by that is, what if the world was a place that people, the planet, and profit could all thrive? And like, if we approached a situation like, say, refugees, you know, from South Sudan living in northern Uganda, like, how would that situation be different if we didn't just accept, oh, there has to be war in the world, there's going to be extreme poverty, there's going to be refugees?
Yes.
You know, what if we shifted our perspective? And I think my fascination with people and their life experiences is, like, it always comes back to the same thing, no matter how radically different they are than me and how radically different their life experience. I feel that we all want the same core things.
And that is, in your perspective, what is the same core thing for the human being?
We want to love and be loved. Yeah. Like, we want a good life. We want connection. And I feel like the people I meet around the world, like, it's just a constant reminder we're all the same. There is no separation from us, from the environment, from each other, when often in our world, that, and myself as well, like, I see it, I get into judgment. And so that's why, actually, I think it's really important for me to take time to make sure I'm doing my work as well, like, my inner work.
Yes.
To keep growing and learning so I can, you know, bring that to the world and bring that to this other work to tell, like, the clearest, truest stories possible.
So there is a part of you who also wants to know the story behind the human being, but also wants to share the awareness about Mother Earth and human being here on Mother Earth.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's all about connection to what we view as the other. But it's not really the other, it's us.
Yes. How do you feel the connection here in Ibiza? You have traveling all around the world. What is the difference between everything you have seen in all these countries and here in Ibiza about feeling this connection?
Yeah, well, it's much more a feeling for me. I'm just very connected here and things happen quite rapidly for me, and I didn't notice that until I actually left and came back. And so it's for me being here, it's more like an awareness and trying to really meditate and tap in and really be present to notice what's going on, what's happening. I'm trying to really harness the time I have here because I know that magic is happening as far as things are happening so much more rapidly for me. I'm really trying to be intentional with my time here as far as what activities I'm doing and who I'm meeting.
How do you keep space for yourself that it's not going that speed, or do you want to get it slowly down, or is this speed okay for you? Because yes, I have the same experience here. It's going very quick, everything, and you know, in one click I'm living here. And I feel the same with you, that everything is going very in tuned, but it's not going just by doing it. It's just feel your body, feel your voice, feel Mother Earth, and then just doing it. And then just to check if you are in tune, if it's okay what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get your, of course, meditation? We sit here, we take time for each other, but is it okay for you, the speech who gives Ibiza to you? Because I think, or maybe I feel, or you can feel by yourself, now it's time for you to do this and to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like now you took the time for yourself, and then, now we can do a lot of things with Sarah.
Yeah, I came here very intentionally to, like, blast my heart open. So I dove in, like, really deep, probably narrowly averted a healing crisis, you know, just like, I'm gonna, like, dive in deep and do a lot of work, and, because I wanted to just really, like, open myself up. I mean, like, the way that I am here sitting talking to you today is I had a big shift in my life. And when I've had big transformational shifts before, if they've ever been painful, it's because I resisted them. And the last one I said, I'm not going to resist again. I'm going to recognize it next time, and I'm going to be proactive. And so, you know, I had a big shift in my life that I could either be a victim about, or I could say, wow, what an incredible opportunity that the universe handed me. Actually, I manifested this. Yes. I was asking for this. I wanted this. And so, like, I'm trying to give myself right now a year of maybe making different choices than I would normally make.
Oh, wow. So you go out of your comfort zone this 2023.
So for example, if I would go to an island, I would usually go to the tropics. And a part of the reason I chose Ibiza is because it was not tropical. But I knew that it had, like, these spiritual, you know, so it's like just making these choices that are, like, a little bit different but still exciting, and seeing what opens up. And so far, I would say the experiment's going
but
pretty well.
How did you open your heart? You fell in love. How did it happen here? You just came out your plane and then stepped on your feet on the ground in Ibiza, and then you already felt open your heart?
It started happening before I got here, because my friend from Ubud, I was saying, what part of the island should I go to? And she put me into one of the WhatsApp groups that's on the island, Ibiza Familia. So I was in Venice working remotely, and it's so beautiful there. And then I kept seeing all of the cool activities and having so much envy. Oh, they're going to be doing ecstatic dance. They're going to be going stand-up paddleboarding. They're going to be doing meditation and breath work. And I just was like, this is really
session
what
under
I,
the water.
What I, yeah, it's like really what I want to be doing. So I kind of hit the ground running. Like I had a whole list of like different events that I wanted, and I really intentionally came here like, I wanting to spend time in nature, because nature is really important for me for my creativity and just like grounding and connecting. And then just wanting to have some, like, new and different experiences, because I think that's how we build the new neural pathways in our brain, you know, like pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone. So I've even gone to workshops that I wasn't excited to go to, because I was like, I need to try something new and just see what it, you know, opens up for me.
And how does it work out? These all these new things?
I mean, I think so.
You meet a lot of people, of course.
Yeah,
You connect with Mother Nature. You connect with other people. You connect with yourself. And so you say, I need time for myself to be in the nature as well. So is there a balance now in your life that you connect with nature, that you connect with people, that you do your activities from your list?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my life is this funny balance of I love the new and the unknown, and then I'm also like working now as far as doing post-production on a job and preparing for another pretty big one that I have to organize remotely. So it's this combination of having enough routine to get things done and have it not be so routine that I check out.
Yes.
So for me, it's a continual balance, and so I'm trying to be that home is wherever my heart is, right? It's not like where my things are or where my friends are. It's just wherever I am and I'm connecting. So I try to meditate every day. I have like my whole morning routine that I do that I won't make you listen to. But
since like discipline. Sounds like discipline, you know.
Yeah,
I
try
morning.
To give some structure to the things that I know will make me feel good. Even when I don't think I have the time, there's just things that are, like, non-negotiable. Like, I need to meditate. Yes. I need to exercise. I've been making green juice every other day. You know, there's just some things that I know that the whole rest of my day will just benefit from doing that. So I really try to prioritize that. And then I'm able to really just focus and dive in on work. And then, I mean, most days I think I've been able to be done in time to either, like, you know, go meet with a friend or go to a cool workshop afterwards. So it's been really fun for me. It's like in Venice, I was going and taking in all of these like art museums and just like so much history and input as an artist. And now here I'm going in and taking in this different input that's equally as important to me to evolve.
Yeah. You know? And what do you know, after a period of time, you go on a travel, you make your documentaries all around the world. What do you take with you from this period, from Ibiza now, from now to your future? What do you take from the island?
It's
an experience? Is it a feeling? Is it something new you met with yourself? What is the grow that the island gave to you or give to you?
What I think is really neat about... So we have this... it's kind of like a gathering of all women that's in the woods in Oregon called Spirit Weavers. And it's like we come together intentionally to build each other up and to like work on ourselves and support each other. And so I'm joking with my friends. I'm having my own personal Spirit Weavers right now. And it's just every time I take the time to just like drop in and slow down and open up my heart, because it can close, you know, when I'm like by myself in an extreme situation, I maybe can't be as open or as feminine as I am now.
Yeah.
And so it's important for me to come to these places and reconnect with the feminine and the slowing down. And I feel that always translates into my work, and it's kind of a matter of balance. So like what this is doing for me now is it's rebalancing me. And then I try to take there's always something that I take in a new workshop or a conversation I've had that will help in another thing I'm going to go out and do in the world and inform it, or even may help me just hold more presence or more space.
So the little things from life you just take and you bring that also by your personality with your body through all this country, because you know life is giving and receiving. It must be in balance. And what I hear from you, you really work to get your balance. You're very present with this.
It worked very hard to get my balance.
I can imagine. Yes, yes. Why was it hard or difficult to get your balance in life? What was it, a distraction, or was it difficult to open your heart? Because, for example, of course, it's very nice to connect with Mother Earth, to open your heart always. But, you know, if there's something scary, or, you know, this healing, AP crisis, what you said, a really funny word. I would love to take this word with me. You know, it's also, you go through it, and then you can, afterwards, you feel more free or more happy. So every person has to go through this epic healing period or situation. So yeah. it's not people, you know, if there is always love in the world, can we grow? That's my question. And so I think Mother Earth has two sides.
Yeah.
It has this positive side, and it has this, it's called negative, I don't like the word, but it is, you know, yin and yang.
The shadow and the light.
The mother and the father.
Mm-hmm.
And we grown, if I listen to you, also with this healing IP crisis.
Well, yeah, and so maybe it's like this is my time to come bathe in the light a little bit. And then I go, you know, back deep into the collective conscious of maybe like heavier things that are happening in the world when you're sitting with these tribes that have had their ancient land taken away and their children now have no inheritance, because your inheritance is land, not money. Or when you go sit with these refugees and they're telling you, I lost my husband in the war, I walked here for 10 days with my kids, and then I gave birth in this tent. It's like a lot of, it's a lot of space to hold. And so it's, for me, it's just the trying to constantly like balance and course correct.
Yes.
I try to keep a high vibration. That's where I'm happy in the world. Right? I think you should just do the things that make you happy. Yeah. And I've tried multiple ways, and this is the place that I'm, you know, that I'm happy. And
isn't it difficult to see a mother lost a family, gave birth in a tent? What do you do as Sarah to this mother?
Yeah.
With this newborn baby? Is it does it feel pain, all this situation? Because you have been going through several situations in your life that it's really, really horrible.
Yeah.
And well, I cannot imagine that there is a war and, you know, that the people are like animals and not human beings anymore, you know. It's just a created situation and everybody is surviving. So if you are in this traumatic situation, what do you do, Sarah? What is... Do you feel sad or pain or love? Is your heart open? What do you do at that moment? If you see these horrible things happening in the world with your eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's... I'm present and I'm connecting and I'm just there to hold the space for them to tell their story. And, like, often... If they're crying, I'm crying. But the space that I'm holding is one of empathy and compassion, because I don't want to create more of the deep pain and despair in the world. And so it doesn't benefit anyone or any situation if that's the place that I go. So I hold this space for them. I acknowledge their humanity. I don't hide. It's interesting. It's like I let them know that I have compassion, but I don't go into this deep sorrow or victimhood because I don't think it benefits them. And
wonderful.
Then I have
really
to make
wonderful.
Sure that
Thank
I keep
you for that.
That I keep doing my own work, right?
Yes.
Sometimes that like writing is extremely cathartic for me. Singing is very cathartic. It's like I have to make sure that it doesn't get stuck in my body.
Oh, you have to really aware. That's why you have to get it balanced all the time. Mm-hmm. And you really give a contribution to this people you meet and met and will meet in the future. And you bring your history through them as well. And now you're sitting here. And I'm really love to hear your story and about finding your balance. Do you have advice for people who are listening? Because you are very good in create things. You feel your body, okay, let's go there. But not everybody has this possibility financially or with their health, whatever. But I believe everybody can do this. So also my goal of this People from Ibiza podcast is to inspire people that they have the power to manifest as well. For example, just to make this green juice every day or every 2 days or once a week, for example, if they want to be healthy. What would you say to the listener from your heart?
Do we have another hour?
No. Yes, let's do that.
Well, I would say, you know, a lot of times the way that our mind works is even if we're not totally happy with where we're at, we get comfortable. And so, say for example, you think the idea of green juice sounds good, but it's too much work or it's too expensive. Like, the question that I would ask myself if I'm having, well, first of all, I notice, where am I having resistance? And then I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, what is that? And usually when I go, if I have resistance, especially if I have fear, that's exactly where I should go. So the only reason I know this is because it's been years of paying attention and then paying more attention and having friends and coaches around me that are say, hey, like, this is your pattern. This is what you're doing. And, you know, I think the question you have to ask is, like, is your life a 10? Are the things that are happening a 10? Because I try to find the intersection of, like, hell yes and holy shit. Like, you know, because then I know that I'm constantly learning and growing. And you can't always be there. It's like you need times like to have this downtime and recover. And there's times when it's a good idea to push yourself. But when we're feeling that resistance, that's just the comfort, even if we're not happy, of staying where we are. But then if you're willing to get into that uncomfortable space, amazing things always transpire, you know? So I think it's, like, I just set this intention the other day that I really want to make sure that at least one thing every day is something that's pushing my comfort zone or making me uncomfortable, you know, just to, but I'm a seeker. Like, that's maybe not everyone's path, but I've gotten to the place where it's fun for me because I like to change and grow and evolve because life is all about what...
What does it give? For example, you meet your resistance, your emotions, and then you go into this. You have friends and family who say, ah, this is your pattern.
So and sometimes they don't like it because they don't want to change.
They want to change. Okay, that's interesting. That's more interesting. Okay. So you are aware about this. And it's not easy to go through this resistance or through this emotion or go out of your comfort zone, as you said. But what is it giving you to work on yourself, to be aware of this, what I'm doing, okay, does it take too much time, too much money, whatever, what is my resistance? I really feel that you take really responsibility about your life, about your happiness by doing this, but
yeah,
what is the present?
Like what's driving me to do it?
Yeah, and what does it give you?
Well, because what I realize is that our reality is just our projection on the world, and it's all the illusion, it's all the story that we're telling ourselves. And so I just try to guard, what story am I telling myself? You know, like I could tell you one story about my life that's more of a victim story, or I could reframe it and tell you one that's like helping create the narrative that I want to build or be in the collective conscious, if that makes sense. And so really all I'm doing is I'm trying to consciously create the life that I want. And you have moments where you're really inspired, like right now I'm just on fire, really inspired, and then you have moments where you're not, and it's all okay. But maybe in those times where you're a little lazy and you don't feel like meditating or making your green juice, it's like I just always get to the point where it's so uncomfortable not to do those things that I know
that's a good way
of
finally coming there. Yes you get used to it. Yes And what is the benefit? What is really the benefit in your life to do this?
I just always feel like I'm more alive and more engaged and more inspired, and then I can create these things in my, I mean literally sometimes I don't know how I'm creating my life. Like I'll give you an example.
You don't think about it, you just do it.
A lot of people that meet me, I mean this literally happens to me like at least once a month, they're like, oh, you can't make your living from filmmaking and photography, like you must be a trust fund child. And at times my parents joke with me, you must be a trust fund child. And like, you know, it's really all about, if we're looking at someone going like, oh, there's no way you can build that, you know, that's a big clue. Oh, like what is that, like jealousy or envy in me? Maybe that's what I want, because we find ways to make excuses for why we don't have what we really want.
Yes That's interesting, so, how the human being work. We want something, but we find excuses to do not the thing we love or we like, whatever. It's very, very interesting.
So I really just, I recognize that anytime I'm not doing something, it's just an excuse. And if I truly want to do something, there's always a way to, you know, make it happen.
Mm. Yes. Okay. Yes, that's very inspiring. Thank you very much, Sarah. Oh, I would love to talk hours and hours with you. We do that afterwards. So thank you very much with this talk, with this inspiration and manifest, just listening by yourself. And sometimes it's not very nice to feel your emotion, but it gets a benefit to listen to yourself, to create yourself more, because if every time, what if I'm listening to you, you are able to listen more to yourself in connecting with the space and the place where you are, and also the time. That's all organized, and you can do that by listening to yourself. You can do that to go through your AP crisis. And so thank you for that, to be honest, to be authentic. And we show you your website in the link in the bio.
Oh,
so I really recommend people really to look at your work, because it's amazing what you do. So thank you for your contribution, for your being personally, but also for all the people you meet, and for me as well. So
thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you for listening. If you really like to follow us, just follow us and send this to your friends and family if you love this talk with us, this episode. And thank you for listening. And feel free, if you want to support the people we can meet here on this beautiful island. We're all travelers, so feel free to give a donation. I will see you in the link in the bio. So thank you very much, and see you next time.